KLYT. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Alyssa Perullo is the manager of Sopo Coffee Shop and Parchments on the campus of Calvary Church, and Roger Gallegos is the co-founder of Build Your Network, a business networking operation. Welcome to you both here on ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
Alyssa, let's go to you first. You sponsor several business networking events over the years, and why is it important for Sopo to be supportive of the community, and how do you make Sopo available daily to be part of the business community?
Yeah, I think at Sopo, one of our drives is really to be an outreach opportunity for the community. There's a lot of opportunities within our space for people to meet and to gather. One of my points for our team is we want to create a space for grace. And so that's really just opening it up for people to meet, for people to have lunch, for people to get coffee. And so we have lots of table seating. We've got lots of availability at both of our locations on the Osuna campus and then also on the Westside campus.
Yeah, and people kind of forget that there's two locations. Roger, you've used both locations for your networking events. Tell us about Build Your Network.
Build Your Network, we started actually with somebody here from the station. We wanted to offer a place for
That's not Ryman, is it?
It is Ryman. Many people know Ryman, so it is
well,
notoriety.
Of course, Ryman's always eavesdropping on us because he's our engineer.
Yes.
Right, Steve?
Be careful. One of the questions if I could mention him. But, yeah, we wanted to create a way to have local businesses be able to meet without having to pay anything or have huge obligations, because as a small business owner, you have so much going on. To have the convenience of being able to meet at no cost and not to have to be there every week or every month, we wanted to create that environment for local businesses.
And go ahead, Steve.
Well, and if I can say, for those who don't really understand, what do you mean business networking? Our hope is to bring together specifically local businesses, although if you're a manager of a big box store or something, you're welcome. But our focus is local business. And if I, as a business owner or leader, can get to know your business well enough that I'm talking to someone else and I can do, what we call the elevator pitch, the 1 minute pitch for that business, we're helping each other grow our businesses. And with everything that we're up against, especially in the current landscape, we need everything we can get to further our businesses. And actually want to thank Alyssa and the folks at Sopo. They're sponsoring the event we're having tomorrow. What they're able to do is, they provide coffee. We encourage the people that come, bring a little extra cash because they've got some great offerings for breakfast and stuff to go along with the coffee. In a nutshell, that's the heart behind it.
And I'm so glad, Alyssa, that you guys have come up with these delicious burritos and different pastries and that you've removed all the calories from them.
Yes, that's our specialty.
How I wish that were true.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, well, Roger, you are inviting business owners, regardless of faith, position, or anything else. I mean, you want business owners in our community. It's really similar to what Carlos Sontag, the president of the New Mexico Business Coalition, was just on the radio saying. You really want to reach out to business owners, period.
And that's because I know Carla. I've worked with her before. We saw each other, gave each other a big hug as we were leaving, because I hadn't seen her in a while. So it was really nice seeing her. But the whole goal of this, and one of the reasons I started my own business, was to help build a stronger local economy, a strong local small business community. Because to me, you could have all the big chains you want, all the Walmarts, big coffee shops, all that stuff. But to me, the heartbeat of a community is the small businesses that make that, give its unique flavor, its uniqueness, its just everything. And that has been our goal with this network, to bring people together. In the past, we've done educational events where we have a subject matter expert talk about their experience. And so people could try to get more out of just networking, but try to actually further their knowledge about running a business.
I want to say one thing about that. When you talk about subject matter experts, like HR has become a big thing.
Yes, exactly.
Payroll, and you have different vendors that help you with those kinds
of things. We've done like stuff with sales. We've done stuff with motivation. So that is something, due to the pandemic, we haven't had a chance to do that, because we really rely on the generosity of businesses like SOPO to open up the doors, because we don't want to charge and anything. So we usually ask for people to donate the space, and then, you know, maybe a sponsor to provide donuts or whatnot, or coffee. And so we invite people to network or to have provide their knowledge and expertise for those educational events that we've done in the past.
Yes, well, Steve. And well, one of the other things I want to make clear too, because I'm trying to have the ears of the listener. I'm not a business owner. Forget it. For example, say you're a salesperson on the floor somewhere, whether it's a car lot or, this is an opportunity for you to come and get to know other business leaders and owners, and be supportive of what they do. And, you know, one of the things we encourage when people are meeting and talking amongst themselves at these mixed mingle events, it's not a, and it's okay to hand out your business card, but it's not a, here's my card. I'm Steve. It's really more about, so Roger, tell me about what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, so I better understand what Roger's doing, what's available in the community. And I'm joining in with this group of people that are like, we want other people in our sphere of influence to know about what Roger does or what any of the other attendees do.
Alyssa, tell us about your coffee, because there's something special about that. And then what else don't we know about SOPO?
So SOPO is unique in the fact that we do roast our own beans. And so we actually take the crop to the cup, which is very specific to what we do. It's a third wave coffee shop. I really take pride in the quality of our beans and the quality of our coffee. We are definitely quality over quantity, but we also love to serve the community and do everything that we can to open up the space. But while also serving really quality beverages.
Now, you're about to kind of change the space a little bit. It's under remodel. Tell us about that project.
Yeah, so we speak of Parchments, which technically no longer exists. We are turning it into SOPO. It'll just be SOPO General, which will be a space for community to meet. We'll have a lot more comfortable seating, a lot more like living room style furniture with a kid's space. But we also have hopefully the top line Bibles and resources available as well. To those in our community that are looking for that. But we really want it to be more of just a space for people to meet in and outside of the church.
You know, if the Rymans and the Parolos are in that kid's space, there's no room for anyone in the entire place.
True. It'd be funny to have my kids in there. They're in their 30s. The other thing is, before we forget, because I know Alyssa will want to probably mention, they have some new offerings at Solomon's Porch. A lot of folks don't even know. You know, a lot of folks come in the morning, they get their coffee, they do maybe some business stuff using the really great fast Wi-Fi.
Yes.
But now there's a reason for them to come back and lunch.
Yeah, so we actually just started serving up some green chili stew again. We used to do that a long time ago, but we are happy to have it back for at least the month of November, and hoping for through the month of December another stew as well. But it is only $3 for a cup. It comes with a tortilla, and it's really a steal of a deal.
Nice. Roger, your event tomorrow,
yeah.
Is at what time?
9:30 a.m.
And how do people, do they have to sign up or just show up?
You could just show up. If you have any questions, you could call me, 505-585-4487. And you can just reach out to me, and I'll give you more details on it. But just a great way to connect with local, like Steve said, local business professionals and business owners.
And, you know, on Facebook, if you do a search for Build Your Network, you'll find the BYN Build Your Network page, and then go to events, and you'll find tomorrow's event. That's another way to connect with Roger or myself.
Yes.
Very nice. Why Build Your Network?
Well, we were actually just looking for a name when we first started this. And I think Steve said, well, we just want to help people build their networks. And I just said, well, there it is, Build Your Network, BYN. And I also like things I could shorthand. So Build Your Network, BYN, works good.
You know what I like about this? This is not a social media thing. I mean, you deploy social media.
Yeah.
That's a tool. But you're actually asking people to have personal relationships. Alyssa's giving you a little coffee. and for some reason, that's like an icebreaker, isn't it, Alyssa?
It is. It's a good place to start. You always get coffee in someone's hand, and they tend to open up and just speak a little bit more about themselves.
And that's intentional. Like, I've done very little stuff on digital media for the reason that I want this to be an in-person, get to know it, because I feel that's where you make those true lasting business connections.
And we are really lacking that in this environment right now.
Exactly.
So if you are a sales organization, maybe you're a real estate group, and you don't call yourself a Christian company, can you come and use SOPO?
Absolutely. We are open to the community. Like I said, I'd love to be SOPO to be visualized as not just like a church coffee shop, but just a coffee shop for our community. I really do believe that we have some of the best coffee in the city, but we're kind of hidden. We're a hidden gem, and so I really want to get our name out there just as like a third wave coffee shop offering well-roasted beans. We have anything from a batch brew to a pour over, which is our elite beans that we are using in a pour over machine. We also have a Seraphim that we're doing those pour overs in. And our west side, we have the Clover machine, which is I think one of the only ones still in the city that we can offer that. We have a drive through on the west side, and so we really are accessible to everyone.
You have some pretty nice teas too.
Oh yes,
the and tea. You, let me something about the coffee. I was never a coffee person, mm-hmm. but SOPO, I never passed up a chance to get any coffee from there, because I just never. I was more of an energy drink, Red Bull, Monster drink, and those are horrible for you. But the coffee is fantastic. The place is wonderful. That's another reason why I like using it, because it is such a comfortable place, so nice. And everybody that I have invited to meet me there or to be there for the first time is like, this place is wonderful. How have I not known about this place?
There's also a really neat patio, Alyssa.
There is. On both of our locations, we actually do have patio seating. Osuna is a bit larger, and this campus, I mean, everything is so beautiful here. I walked on campus this morning, and it was just so inviting. The fountain's flowing. The trees are changing colors. It really is such a beautiful place.
I've actually come here and meditated before I started working, and I got about 3 or 4 hours of great, solid work, you know? And so it's really a fantastic place to come, meet, mm-hmm. have coffee. And the people are wonderful. It's funny because, like, I come here, and I almost have to force myself to be more focused. Because I could easily
that is the trouble.
I could easily get into a conversation where I'm supposed to do 2 hours of work, but I spend 90 minutes of it talking. So I almost have to be rude to a certain, like, I'm just staring at my screen. Don't talk to me because it's really a nice environment.
Real quick, again, tomorrow's event, Build Your Network. Roger, we're starting at
9:30.
Okay, and everyone, you know, you're welcome. If you're not sure, you should come anyway. About Solomon's Porch, I want to say before we go, and I already
met.
Thank you, Alyssa. Every time, thank you. SOPO roasting, brewing, and roasting, roasting and brewing. Yeah, roasting and brewing. I mentioned the Wi-Fi. The tech ops from Calvary, headed up by Chris Adams. You're not going to hardly find a better place publicly to go and sit and use free Wi-Fi. The other thing, I don't know if we mentioned much, is the teas available. Mm-hmm. One of the things I brag about, SOPO, is their chai, which they steep themselves, which I don't know if anyone else in town is doing. I haven't found any, and it is delicious.
Is that different than chai mix?
Yes, no. Absolutely. We steep our own chai from tea leaves, and we mix it together with our vanilla that we also make in-house to make a lovely chai tea latte.
What do you do with people that are walking around wired because they drank a few too many cups, Alyssa?
Ooh, we send those people somewhere else.
They got to go jogging around the campus. Yes. And you mentioned it already. So SOPO's main store is on the campus of Calvary, Osuna, 4001 Osuna. And then on the west side, out off of Winter Haven Road at Calvary Church.
Coors and Montano.
Beautiful place. Alyssa and Roger, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.